And you know, once upon a time, the Olympics were not just about the body, but also the mind. Poets were celebrated at the Games. And here at Morning Edition, we're renewing that tradition with our own Poetry Games. From the far reaches of the globe, we've invited poets to compose an original poem celebrating the Games. Each morning next week, we'll hear their work. When you will judge at NPR.org which poet will win the gold. But first, to learn more about this ancient tradition linking the poetic and the athletic, we spoke with Tony Perrotté. He's the author of The Naked Olympics, The True Story of the Ancient Games. Good morning.
Oh, hi there.
Let's start with the history, because it turns out that poetry goes clear back to the original Games.
Oh, it's a great tradition. It's very hard to imagine now, but the ancient Greeks very much sought perfection in the body and the intellect. They saw it totally connected. The Olympic Games, the athletes, you know, they were not Philistines at all. They would hire the greatest poets of the day to write victory odes. At the same time, all the poets of the Greek world would descend on the Olympic Games, and they would set up stalls and or stand on soapboxes and just orate their new work, knowing that the finest minds of the Greek world were in one spot.
And how would they respond if the poetry, say, wasn't great?
They were very harsh critics. There's one famous incident in 384 BC when Dionysus of Syracuse brought actors to the games to recite his poetry, and it turned out to be doggerel. So the enraged crowd actually went and beat him up and trashed his tent. And at some festivals, in fact, verse recital was an official event, as well as playing of the lyre and choral dancing.
And certainly another little-known episode in the history of the Greek Games is the recreation of the literary side of the Games back in the early 20th century.
Yeah, it's an entirely forgotten episode. What happened was Baron Pierre de Coubertin, the guy who basically revived the Games in 1896, he was a great fan of the ancient Greeks, obviously, and he as well saw that perfection in mind and body went hand in hand, and it took him a while to get going. It was only until the Stockholm Games in 1912 that he finally got poetry as well as music, painting and architecture onto the Olympic roster. So there were medal-winning competitions.
Like,
and
you could get a gold or a silver or bronze, right?
Yes, and they were like, they extended the poetry to have lyric and epic poetry as well. So, you know, they were like handing out medals left, right, and center. And in fact, in 1912, Pierre de Coubertin himself entered anonymously, and strangely enough, he won the gold. His poem was called Ode to Sport. O sport, you are beauty. O sport, you are justice. O sport, you are happiness. The body trembles in bliss upon hearing your call. So it's very inspiring stuff. You can imagine the athletes on the edges of their seats.
Right, although maybe it lost something.
In the translation.
In the translation.
That did become an issue as they started to get poems coming from Finland and places like that. But it was really the quality of it, I think, that was the death knell for Olympic poetry. The officials started sending letters amongst themselves, and they speculated that perhaps, in the words of one official, there are not enough artists who have connection with the world of sport.
And so in 1952...
quietly dropped after the London Games in 48. You know, so poetry has long thought of the idea that worldly glory is a passing thing. And the Greeks were aware of this as well. So their whole idea was to try and win fame in this life and thus gain a level of immortality. And winning the Olympic Games was a version of that. My suggestion is that since so many of the ancient Greek poems have been lost, as well as the 20th century ones, that a nice quote might be from Homer's Iliad. We have Achilles who ponders the vagaries of celebrity, and that's, I too shall lie in the dust when I am dead, but now let me win noble renown.
Tony Perrotté, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Tony Perrotté is the author of The Naked Olympics. Be sure to listen all next week for Morning Edition's own Poetry Games. Five great poets from around the world. You get to judge who gets the gold at NPR.org.